No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
A very good evening to you all in Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. And welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. It's a pleasure to be with you all here tonight. And like we always say, that your problem has to stop. That's what we call this program, a Stop Suffering program, because it doesn't matter the problems that you are having. Maybe you are depressed. Maybe you are suicidal. Maybe you are a victim of witchcraft. Maybe you are suffering from all types of illnesses, family issues. Perhaps you have been contemplating to commit suicide, to take your own life. Don't take your life. Give God a chance instead, because God wants to make a change inside of your life. And I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm joined here with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwall, Ogrina. And today we are going to share with you the word of God in the end, and also make a prayer for you. You can also prepare your glass of water, your bottle of water, and we are going to pray together, and for sure God is going to bless you. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl, and good evening, Namibia. I'm Popifa Kembinga, this is Namibia, Moigo FM. Oh, programa we. Oyo hoye tero aluche kongereka universal checha ye trife po le monori huna ye kwalukila momepo ohatu kuindile ne opo ulongi kide okakopiko eko meva iloka kende ko eko meva obe oshi ke hulolo programa yi hatukaninga omeirikano pamwe nongenge ito druku telela otusha kene ko mujumo ngala munyoye kuete kuchoto ninginga helipi ototu dengere ne kono mola yongo jei Yoshali, kuchane kongo jeweka kuna shape ifenga ha, otu dengere kongo jei yoshali, onola, ohetatu, onola bavali, ombali bavali, onatuwa tatu, nonano. Oto ange poma tu wakalunga, otege kuningila omeirikano.
Yes, you can call the toll-free number. It's free of charge. Oshali, as Pastor Festo say, Oshali, you can call this number now at 08-00-22-335. I repeat, 08-00-22-335 is a free number. You can just pick up your phone and call, and for sure God is going to make a change in your life. Today, Pastor Festus, in our topic here on Eagle FM, we are talking about that people have to choose life. Mm-hmm. Many people are choosing to drink, many people are choosing to smoke, many people are choosing to be addicted to chemicals. Maybe this person is addicted to different types of chemicals, not only smoking, other stuff, but even just the smell of petrol. This person already want to feel that smell, to be under the influence of that sensation. And God wants to make a change in the life of this person. Right, Pastor Festus?
And many people are deceived. They think when they do such kind of things, they think they have life. That is not life. That is death. Ongashi Bishop Apo pyo ushivike shaji akokucha. Kalungo ko ufana eulu nedu likale ombangi. Ombangi atulapo eso nomwenyo. Yetatine kucha holola omwenyo. Shashingengo wa hololo eso eshi ngasho vanu wapitira mini mafapo vahapo vahaluka vahala nokuli dipaya okuli kufe mwenyo mo washike ova holola eso I mean pastor
yes
many people they choose death
mm-hmm.
while God telling them to choose life
uh-huh.
they choose death how to kill themselves because the things that they choose to do they become too much in their lives.
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, they want to take out their own life, which is death. They want to kill themselves.
Yeah. And that's why we are here always on Eagle FM every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening, always passing to you the word of faith, the word of God. Because this word can change your entire life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Maybe you have been asking help from different people. Maybe you have gone to different people looking for help, but you're not finding any help. Because our help comes from God. God is telling you for you to choose life, for you to choose Him. Because He can do all things. Christ can do all things. Jesus can do all things because He went on the cross. By His wounds, we are healed. Yes or no, Pastor Festus?
Yes, Pastor.
By His wounds, we are healed. That's why He came down from heaven in order to change this person's life. Mm-hmm. What this person needs to do is just to give God a chance and say, God, here is my life. I have been trying to solve this life of mine, but I am not managing. Please change my life. Here is my life. Give your life in the hand of God, and there will be a change in this person's life.
Ongashi tu to utopulikine ilo wakala no kupulikina ilo oshikando shote to utopulikine kushe to kapulikina kwa maho kololo ova novo veane ngalamunyo davo veditonda ine ne dihalavari na vovene on mahala kuri kufomwe nyo aesha sho ongala mwenye aeke wavari ke no kwa kenda palo kukongo mavatelo ndeka pena ute mvatele sho kalunga oe evatelo lo ngala mwenye detu evatelo letu our help ongashi pasta tatiku cha evatelo letu ohariji kukalunga ihariji konu ngengo to kenda palo kukongo mavatelo movanu ndekwete evatelo evatelo lo lilipu kalunga koe
Because God wants to make a change in this person's life. Friend, never give up. That's why I want you to call now the toll-free number. Call now the toll-free number. It's just for you to pick up the phone and call now. The phone is free of charge. Free of charge. Oshali, you can call now at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. You can call now. There will be someone ready to help you off air. A man of God there at the church in the call center. They are going to help you, give you one word that God is going to uplift you. Remember that we are going to hear now the testimony of Nevin. Good evening, Nevin.
Yes, good evening, Pastor.
Yes, we are going to hear now the testimony of Nevin. Nevin is a youth that went through a lot in his life, and he's going to share with us today how his suffering started. And maybe you are suffering as well. You are youth. You left the school because of the addiction that you are suffering with. And you even wanted to kill yourself. Maybe you tried to kill yourself. You tried to take your own life. And you almost managed to kill yourself. God wants to make a change in your life. You're not here by mistake listening to the program. No, you're not here by mistake. It's because God wants you to hear, because one word will be spoken today that is going to change your entire life. So call now. The toll-free number is free of charge. Oshali, I would like to repeat it again. 0800-22-335. I repeat, 0800-22-335. 3335. Pastor Festus, they can call this number now.
To druku dengela paife paife ngaha. Kono mora yango di onola ohetatu. No nola vavari. Ombali vavari. Onatu vatatu nonano. Oto hange po ou ta druku kupa evatelo lo meirikano. No to druku manglu kila upopye nae nga shua hala. Ito shiturano kuli nomo mepo pamwe nae to popi nae ngaha. Ndakana ndaka.
All right. So let us hear now the testimony of Nevin. Nevin, how did your suffering started? Can you share with us, please, how did your suffering started?
Oh,
okay.
Okay, Pastor. This started when I was 14 years old.
Oh, 14 years old.
Yes. So when I was 14 years old, I started smoking cigarettes. So this addiction started when I was very young because of my brother. Because my brother that we were living together at home, he used to smoke dacha, he used to smoke cigarettes. So he influenced me for me to start smoking. So as time passed by, I started smoking cigarettes at a very young age. So,
what age you started to smoke the cigarette?
It was 14 years old.
14 years old.
Yes, 14 years old. That's the time that I started smoking cigarettes. So when I turned 16, I elevated to smoking dacha now. I started smoking now which is now called marijuana, which is weed.
And you, excuse me, by the age of 14, where would you get this dagga?
It's because of my brother. Because my brother, my elder brother, used to smoke dagga, so he was the one who used to make for me a way.
Uh-huh. So he would provide for you
mm-hmm.
the dagga.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you would smoke.
Then I was smoking.
Hidden.
Yeah, hidden, because my parents, they did not know that I was smoking. I was hiding it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the thing that made me start smoking is because of the way how we are living at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I grew up in a family that is full of poverty, that is full of misery. Because when you look at my mom, she was a domestic worker at that time, and my dad used to work as a cleaner.
Oh, so your mother would do like house to house?
Yes.
Doing work like washing clothes,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah, for the white people. I used uh-huh. to go and see my brother to go work there.
And your father would be
a cleaner.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you would actually, when they are not at home, because most of the days they are not at home.
Yeah.
So then you would be smoking.
And I'll be smoking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So because my brother told me that if I smoke, that's the only time I can relieve myself. That's the only time I can escape from this pain, because of the misery, because of the way that I was living, it was really terrifying me. It was really painful, because why? I would see other kids, I would see other learners living a good life. Because, like, let me say that in the location that I was staying, in where I stayed right at, the location that I was staying, there's only big houses, but our house is the only one that is small there.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So because of the shame, because of
the... So the other students, they would have everything, they would have to provide,
mm-hmm.
but you have nothing to give.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the bad part is that because my own dad that gave birth to me ran away from me when I was very young.
Oh, your father abandoned you?
Yes.
When you are small?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, because of this pain now, then when times passed by...
So you became depressed?
Yes, I was depressed.
You became depressed because you didn't grow up with your real father?
Yeah, I grew up with my stepfather.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and my stepdad who would be like mistreating me because he had kids with my mom, which are not actually my how can I say it, which are not actually my real brothers or my real sisters, because we have the same mother but different fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So this man would be like mistreating me, who would treat me in a bad way, because sometimes he'll call me name, say that no, you don't belong, you're not my child, you're living at my house, you must go to your father's house and such things.
So you feel like offended,
yeah,
and downcasted,
uh-huh.
and even this caused depression.
Yes, this caused depression.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with time pass, when I was growing up now again, I was introduced to a gang in Greenwell where I was, because it's where I grown up.
In Windhoek, Greenwell?
Yes.
Oh, in Greenwell, here in Windhoek?
Yes, Greenwell.
Uh-huh.
It's where I was introduced into a gang. This gang mostly is only full of Vambos and Tamaras.
Uh-huh.
So these guys, they taught me how to start grabbing phones.
Oh.
Yes, we'll grab phones when it's 7
But o- why would you go and grab phones of people?
Because at home there was nothing.
No food to eat.
Yeah, there was nothing at home. And I will see these guys that are grabbing phones, they will be able to buy for themselves clothes.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll be like drinking every single day. Because you know, when you smoke, when I used to smoke dagga, I needed to have money every single hour because of the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to steal for me to get that money.
So you'd go and grab phones during the night?
Yeah, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. That's the moment we start grabbing phones because there's a traffic.
Early in the morning?
No, 7.
In the evening?
Evening.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because there'll be like a traffic, the cars will be moving very slow and people will be busy in their phones.
And you see, Pastor Festus, there are many people out there. Maybe this person is living this type of lifestyle
mm-hmm.
only by robbing, only by stealing from people in order to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
To eat, to put bread on the table. But this is not the type of life that God wants to give this person. Because that's why today we are talking in the topic, choose life. Not the life of stealing, the life of drinking, the life of smoking, using drugs, a life of fighting. No, this is not the life that God wants to give to this person.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to give this person a new life. A brand new life, a life by His sight. Because when we are by the sight of God, we have peace, we have umbili. Like this young man, Nevin, he never have peace. Because those who rob, they don't have peace. Because anytime they can be caught,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe this person is now listening to us. Maybe he just came back from robbing something from somebody. And it's not the type of life that God wants to give this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Pastor Fes?
Kashimba right peife nga hoto shakene kujunga shuwafawa mevena shashi otati kucha okwakula molu hepo okwakula na meme wae tate wae okwam fadukapo yene okwali pena oluhepo lomboloto meumbo ongeno okwihaluka elimu omapangwe elimu omakaya elimu omalodu ye tatine kucha okwatameka ogenga oshikano ongudu yoku nyekula ngodido wanu sho kwa kenda bala no kunye kulengo didova nunga hoye takalandi fano sho ngala munyo yali lingao fio ngala munyo te ikane mo mafini likomo kashi mboto fane otosha kene ko ngala munyo yafafana eshi nana ndi shish lela lela onu ngengo te lilongi kidaka wake o hai numbata.
Yes, you don't need to make a living by stealing because those who steal, they have short legs
and they go with fear.
Exactly. And this is not the type of lifestyle that God wants to give to you. God wants to give you a brand new life. But you need to choose because God is putting in front of you life or death, blessing or curses. Choose life that you may live. And God wants you to choose life. Choose Him. If you choose Jesus, if you choose God,
you choose life.
You choose life automatically. So maybe you're living this life of stealing in order to put bread on the table. This is not the life that God wants to give to you. Now, going back to the testimony of Nevin. Yes, you can continue, please.
Okay, so when we used to grab phones, as time passed by, I was witched because of the things that I was taking.
Oh, those that you steal from, they would go to make witchcraft against you.
Yeah, because I remember my mom warning me, because my mom, she used to know that I was grabbing phones. She used to know that I was stealing. She used to know that I used to rob people and I used to do housebreaking.
Oh, you also used to do housebreaking?
Yeah, I used to do housebreaking.
Breaking people's houses?
Yeah, I did try to break in houses, companies. I even remember that we even tried to steal diesel from the Chinese. They used to do constructions.
Uh-huh. So you'd go to steal. So you were really a robber?
Yes.
A thief, basically.
But very young.
Very young. The age of?
18.
18.
That's the time when I started doing housebreaking. Because in the gang, I was the only youngest one there.
Oh, so the... All of them, they were...
30,
they were,
28.
So because you are young, you fit in a small, tight places.
Yeah, because the thing is that, you know why the guys, they used to like me is that because I never used to doubt. When they say that we are going to go this way, I'll be like, okay, then we go that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they used to always put me in the gang.
In the gang.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then?
So when times by... Because later on, I was now wished of the thing that, because people were tired and...
They were angry.
And angry.
Because of course nobody wants to lose something, right, Pastor Festus? And people out there, they are having this anger, or there's the pachocho, the thief coming again, coming to steal. He have to pay. He have to pay, because sometimes maybe this person has been working very hard for something and then going there losing something. So they make witchcraft against this gentleman. Yes. And how was it?
So this thing, it came to my arm, to my left arm. So like in the middle of the night, I would feel things running in my arm. It's like ants, like a lot of ants running in the arm. So when time, because I think after a month again, it became swollen. It became black and it became...
Oh, your arm.
Yeah. It became very black, like dark, dark black and swollen.
Mm-hmm. Your left arm?
My left arm.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, because of the pain... I told my mom that, no, I'm having this pain because I was hiding it from her. Because I knew that she, when I said that, yeah, I warned you about it and you were still going on.
So you hide it from your mother?
Yeah, but later on...
But she could not see that it was like swollen up.
I used to wear always the time. I used to cover myself with a jersey.
Oh, so you would wear jersey...
Everywhere.
Night, day, summer, summertime, wear jersey?
Yes.
Just to cover up?
Even my friends, I did not want my friends to see it. So I always to hide it from the guys also that I used to hang with.
Mm-hmm.
So because 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, I would be crying because of the pain. It was very painful.
So, Nevin, make me understand, you were really depressed as well. You even spoke to us before the program that you even wanted to kill yourself. You would go to rob just for you wanting to be shot, for you to die.
Yes, because most of the guys, they used to die only through gunshot. So
your friends?
Yes, my friends. They used to die through gunshot. So I thought that, okay, if these guys can die through the gunshot, let me also do the same thing. The more I rob, the easier I can get shot.
So you wanted to get shot? You wanted to die?
Yeah, but it was impossible. It was not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was a day that someone pointed me with a gun, but they never shot me. And there was even a day that I almost stabbed myself with a knife because, okay, the thing that made me, for me wanting to kill myself, it was because I used to see things again in the middle of the night. I would see a man coming in my room when I'm sleeping.
A man coming like a dark figure.
Yeah, coming to attack me in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping. So I became very tired of this. So I thought that maybe the only way I can escape this is only when I die, when I kill myself. So I had suicide thoughts.
You have suicidal thoughts. Anytime you wanted to kill yourself,
mm-hmm.
What is it that you have tried to use to kill yourself?
Okay, the first thing that I tried was to almost to hang myself. I remember in my room, I took a belt and I put it like on the pole for me to hang myself. But because of fears, no, I did not do it. Okay, the other day again, I took a knife. I went to stab myself at the heart with a knife. But I did not do it again. I was afraid, but I was willing to do it. But there was fear inside of me.
Fear inside of you.
Yes.
And maybe Pastor Festus, this person now listening to us, this person have done so many wrong way things that this person have locked himself inside of the house, don't want to come out. And this person, many thoughts that comes in their mind for them to kill themselves, for them to take their own life. Maybe this person is depressed. This person only sleep when she's or when he is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Then this person can have sleep because night and day this person is being hunted by evil forces. Like Nevin was talking to us that he was being witched because of the things that he has been doing. And maybe this person is going through the same suffering. And this person even wanted to kill himself or kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
This person should not take their life. Instead, should give God a chance. That's why this program, we call it the Stop Suffering Program, dear friend. And I would like you to call now the toll-free number. You need urgent help. You need urgent help. Call now the toll-free number at 0800223335. I repeat, 0800223335. Call now. And you will find the help that you're looking for because only Jesus can help you. Mm-hmm. That's why God sent his only son to help those here on earth. Our help comes from the Lord, right, Pastor Festus?
That is it. So one thing is that whatever a person is doing, whether it's good or evil, there is consequences. Kasimba, ungashi ketu shishna na akucha, on nuke shoshima shote shiningi, shi iloshiwa, o shino shilanduli. Ngengo no kwa holo lo kulongo wi. O wi oma wi o enu wi landuli. Ngenge nu wote kucha o ilanduli oma wi e oe 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 kulandula peife. Iho kofamo no na wamondu dano kuli. Sha sho ilanduli e iye kushikulo i. Sho peife ne nga ha. O wakufa no o wapumbwa no kukufe tokolo. Lo kulundulu lo ngala mwenyo e. O ngala mwenyo e wi ukife kuwa. Sha shikalunga ha. O kwa kale lapo uwa. O nga sheke tu shishikucha ha. Sha atana o kwa kale lapo uwi. O mawi aeshe. O ino ilanduli. Ngengo watame kwa ngala mwenyo e nao. O ilanduli yoyote ikakalaiwa.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person take a right decision, the consequences are good consequences.
Exactly. And God wants to change your life, dear friend. That's why I want you to call now the toll-free number. Please, Pastor Festus, can you mention?
Dengele Congo do nomola ohe onola ohetatu no nola bavari, ombari bavari, onatu vatatu, onano. Handendrula onola ohetatu onola bavari, ombari bavari, onatu vatatu, nonano.
They can call now paife.
Oto druku tu dengela paife. Pongo jopeno matua kalunga. O tongange elilongi kidilo kukunya mukula, no kukuvatela, no kukwili kanena.
Yeah. So give God a chance, dear friend. Maybe you are a thief, you just rob somebody, you're with an open knife, just waiting for the hours like Nevin used to do. He would always rob afternoon time, knocking off time, waiting in order for him to rob. This is not the right thing to do. Give God a chance so that God can be able to change your life. Moving on to the testimony of Nevin. And then Evan.
Okay, when I was witched, so I told my mom about it because, okay, I did not tell her, but she used to hear me crying in the middle of the night. So she came to my room and asked me, what is going on? Then I told her, no, I have this pain here. And when she saw the pain, she was really amazed that, oh, okay, let us take you to the hospital. So they took me to the hospital, but when we went there, they gave me some pills, they gave me some medicine, but it did not work for a whole month. for a whole month, it was impossible for it to work because why? It was a spiritual sickness. It was not a physical sickness. We tried to go to the clinics, everywhere we went, but it was not going to work out because it was a spiritual sickness. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, when time passed by again, they told me that, no, they have to cut off the arm.
Oh.
Yes.
They have to cut it off because it become like infection.
It became almost rotten.
Oh, rotten.
Yeah, so they need to cut it off because they said that this sickness is going to move and let my heart, and when I might end up dying when it touch my heart. So they need to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And Mervin, about a situation like that, about a life like that, how was your academical life then as you were very young when you started that?
Okay, when it comes to my academic life is that I did not really like school because I wanted to live a free life. It's how I told myself, no, man, these school things, there's too much controlling. Of course, I never failed from grade 1 until grade 10. I only failed grade 10. That was my first year failing. But because of my friends, they used to tell me, no, man, look, we can become drug dealers, we can do this and this, and we can become rich even. Because there's many people that are rich out there that are drug dealers, they do housebreaking, they are called mafias. So we can even become one of those people for us to become rich. So we don't have to go to school. So I remember my first day when I went in jail, I went with my school uniform. That was the day when...
So you arrested in the
school
yacht of the school?
Yeah, they call it quantum. It's where they came to get us.
So because you were smoking what?
We were smoking drugs in the school, in the classroom.
And you were caught?
Yeah, because we smoked drugs while the other learners are in the classroom. The learners, they report us to the teachers.
And maybe, dear friend, you are a school learner. Mm-hmm. And you are... Even you don't care, you just smoke in the classroom or smoke after school. And this life is not giving you any results because you are failing. You are failing. Here come, here go. You are failing. You have no future. Maybe you look at yourself and you say, no, I don't have any future because you're not doing well at school. Give God a chance.
Mm-hmm. Ihaluka nokuri eli no modolongo ihaluka aloa akwatwa keme podomo ulodi fiopo nga topo ova pangi vali vahala kuteta kokoko kae shashoko kakayo katamega kuninga kalula mofika kwali edimono nawa kakwali edimono na ufiku enga akofa okwafeike ne muka tadende mokoko kayo ko kotaka tamege kalula nokuri apangi kwive ya fiopo nga tuyo kutokola va tete kokoko kae.
Mm-hmm. So, Maven, yes. Moving on, you used to be smoking and then you were caught.
Yes, so I was caught. So when I was caught, I did not really sleep there. We just got beaten because we were very young. That's the thing. So they feel pity for us. Then they just give us suffering like a punishment. So they just beat us and then they said they should call our parents. So our parents, they came to get us there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we went back home, and I told my mom that, no, I'm not gonna allow my arm to get cut off. It is better than I just die with this arm that is rotten.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a friend of mine that used to attend the church, but we're still stealing together while he was still attending in the church. I had this guy that we used to hang together, but he was still coming to church.
So you'd go to church and you would steal together with him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So this guy one day told me that, no, man, Nevin, you have to go to the church because this thing is now spiritual. Because
mm-hmm.
I used to tell him that, no, I will not sleep very well in the night. I will see a man coming to attack me in the middle of the night. And of course, he really saw that I was really having suicide thoughts because every single day when he comes to me, I will start crying. Because I was someone that was aggressive and very violent, but now I started being very soft and crying. And so he really saw that I really needed help.
Uh-huh.
So he told me that, no, Nevin, you can only get healing only at the church.
Mm-hmm.
But I may not believe in God. Because most time, like because most of us that used to live that type of life, we don't believe in God. When you live a life of faith, it's hard to believe in God.
And when you would go to church, and then?
So when I came to church is where I heard about faith. That was the first day when I heard about this.
And you needed to change?
Yes.
And who told you for you to change? You needed to take a personal decision or somebody told you, oh, you have to change?
No. Through the preaching, it's like God was really speaking to me that I really needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, no, I'm going to change. Okay, for my healing, it took time because I did not believe really in God. But as time I was coming, I started elevating in my faith. So there was a day when I said, no, today I'm really going to get healed. And when I came, I was really healed.
you were healed.
Yeah,
when you went to church.
Yes.
The pastor prayed for you.
That moment the pain left.
The pain left.
Yes.
And you did not go to cut off your arm.
No, they did not cut off
it. I say your arm is healed. You can, there's no problem in the arm.
Mm-hmm. There's no problem, but it says that when I move it too much, we hear the bones like krrk, krrk.
Uh-huh. So we have 15 seconds for an advert. All right. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, so when I came there is where I got my healing.
All right. Let's wait for that.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
All right. So your arm is completely healed, Nevin.
Yes, it's completely healed, very healed. Uh-huh. The darkness is gone. No pain, nothing comes back again.
Uh-huh. And now, Nevin, how is your life?
Okay, now my life is really transformed to a point that because I was a child that I used to give my mom high blood pressure because she's now having the sickness of high blood pressure, which was, I'm the one who caused it.
Uh-huh.
But now at home, everything is different because now I do not care what I went through. I do not care what they go through. I do not care what they go through. What I really care about too much is that I give a good testimony in the location to my friends at home.
And when your friends look at you or how they see you, Nevin?
They don't believe that I really changed.
Uh-huh.
They don't believe. Sometimes they think that maybe I'm deceiving, but they can really see that something really happened.
Uh-huh. You are a changed man. You are a changed person.
Uh-huh.
You are no more depressed.
No more depressed. I'm
no
free.
More suicidal.
Mm-mm.
You have changed your life.
Yes, I've really changed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the first change that happened is the mindset. It's the mindset, the way I think, the way I reason, the way I take things. That was the first transformation that really happened because that time is that you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in others, or you despise everything that is around you. But now I believe in myself, and I believe in others, and I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I even believe in my family also.
Okay, and what do you do for the living, Nevin?
Okay, what I do for a living is that I work as a construction that does tiles or any type of buildings. And also I have a business that I sell trays of eggs and boxes of eggs.
Uh-huh. So you don't need to for you to make a living to go to steal?
No. Okay, actually now I'm even the breadwinner at our house.
Oh, you are the breadwinner. You are the one that provides for the family.
Yes.
At home. Mm-hmm. So they look up to you.
They look up to
you. When
me.
They need help, they can count on Nevin.
Yes.
Amen. And for sure, dear friend, God can also do the same inside of your life, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what this person is going through. Just give God a chance. So you chose life.
I chose life.
And today God has given you a brand new life.
Yes. Pastor.
A brand new future.
A new future.
Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And that's why, dear friend, I would like you to call now our toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. And I would like to open the studio. Before I open the studio here for you to call in, you can already prepare yourself to get the number at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. You can call here in the studio, okay, after the message. So I would like you to open your Bible in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. If you can have your Bible open there, open your Bible there. John chapter 10, verse 10. The word of God says like this: the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So God wants to give you an abundant life, an abundant life. Maybe you are in pain. You are living a life like Nevin, only to make a living by stealing. Well, the thief, which is the devil, only came to kill, to steal and destroy. He wants to destroy you. He wants to take away the peace. He wants to take away the future that God wants to give to you. Give God a chance. Get this life of abundance that God wants to give to you. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Takutuwa kucha, onlunga. Ilwe lunga, ombudi,
inaendele panga oendela okudipa okuvaka nokuhanauna shatana endela okudipa okuvaka nokuhanauna so elalakano la shatana okuhanauna pongala munyoe okutulo ngala munyoe momoju okutulo ngala munyoe minimamo wafa itodru kujamo omoto drwachike kujamo na kalunga shashi otushishi yona tango kucha Yesu okuya kuya okuyanjo mwenyo uyadi
choose life exactly so I'd like to call now the studio at 0832 888401 I repeat 0832 888401 Right, Pastor Festus. They can call, right?
Yes. To druku tu dengela peife nga ha mo igolo efema. To tu dengele konola o hetatu nonatu. Ombali o hetatu veri batatu one onola no imwe. Ano to tu dengele konola o hetatu onatu ombali o hetatu batatu one nonola no imwe.
All right. We have another caller online.
Call your life on Eagle FM. Warapo nawa? Warapo nga?
Hello.
Hello, meme. What happened now?
Eh.
Okay. Orieta popino ta denge kujapeni.
Oh, Hilma ta denge kujira kondangwa.
Okay, Hilma. Wato ke waponawa.
Eh.
Okay. Hilma wala tukwili kanene kombiga shike.
Ondaha wengari kanene njondaha. Santa meko examen da kupita.
Walo kupita. Okay, Hilma, audio vau kenengo uri no vakwane jimo voyo po?
Ndiye na vakwane jimo vange.
Okay, longe kideni o ka kopi keni komeva ilo kakende keni komeva. Oponeke hulolo programa yi, o hatu ke mningila ome ilikano amuse. Itavela, oto pichinao.
Ewa.
Ewa.
Yalo.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888401 or you can call off-air if you would like to talk to somebody. Call now at 0800-22-335. Another call online, please. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Hello.
Hello, Meme. Hey.
Oh,
ma tokelo po ndengi?
Hey,
ma tokelo po Meme.
Oh, me Elisabeta.
Meme Elisabeta, ta dengi kujapeni?
Venduka.
Oto dengu jamo venduka. Okay. Undo te kucha shwe tu denge la ngaho morwa eita velo lili mwa vomo. Oka na ko keri pa mwena avopo.
Yo ka na keri pa mwena avopo.
E dina ko lili opo tuntule mo embolo me ilika no?
Tuda.
Tuda. Okay, meme longe kidenyo ka kende keni komeva opone ke kulelo programa iho hatu ke mningilo melikano. Okay, tele liku mifalunga kuja ukalunga koe. Newa meme.
Yes, and we are not alone in the studio. I'm here also joined with Pastor First, Pastor Sean from our church there in Kadatura. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening. Callers.
Pastor, we are talking to the people that the thief does not come except to kill, to steal, and destroy. And God wants to give this person life and life more abundant before we take the call.
Indeed, Pastor. The Bible says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, which is to kill, to steal, and to destroy, which means Jesus came to give the opposite of what the devil has brought, Pastor.
And this person should just give God a chance.
Like Nevin. He gave a chance to God and look at his testimony, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor can take that call.
Caller, good evening. Good evening.
Right, we lost that caller. So keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888401. We're another caller online. Please, Pastor Sean can take that call.
Caller, good evening.
Oh, now I thought
you were talking about now. But you were talking about me, 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 me,
me, me, me, me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me,
Oh, tato ndara ugari kane nende ndimoni ronga mepangiro nda apply nda submit nda e document dance.
Ewa. So longe kidoka kopiko eko meva kalungo ta kalungi kumifalonga weyo ndiwete kuchashwe tu dengelanga ho omoro washi oita vela.
Natat.
Mhm.
Tangita te.
Ewa meme.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online.
Please, Pastor Festus, you can take this call. Good evening, caller. Igor FM. Matokiropo.
Right, we lost that call. So keep on trying at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online.
Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. Warpo Nawa.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can you please pray for me? I completed my school and I don't get job. I'm a qualified person.
All right. What is your name, sir?
I'm Vernal.
Vernal. You're calling us from?
Undangwa.
Undangwa. All right. Definitely, you can find us at Undangwa Ilulunu. Where is
Ilulunu Primary School.
Yeah, so you can go there, and for sure God will bless you, all right? We will include you in our prayer book.
Okay.
All right? Prayer. Just prepare your glass of water. In the end of the program, we're going to pray for you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so you can call the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another caller
online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. Pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening, ma'am.
Oh, I took it up with that day.
I took it up now, huh?
Mimi
uta denge kuja peni ne dina la uridi.
Andi dengo kuja kondangwa. Tato shiyo andi no upiaka di.
E dina la memo uridi tukutule mbolo melika no.
Eh?
E dina loe uridi tukutule mbolo melika no.
Me Julia shikongo.
Ok, me Julia tukuidika neliko mpinga ashike.
Ondine ikongo la mwenye nge oshiri nando ndipa kele ngui ni maange ndi tulemela ndula fanu.
Mm-hmm.
Wa imo ohashishi yo iha lukashi kena tango ya dundakana.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Umenenga oku uku wapaleka. Amo ndinu nyenge na tango oku yu wapaleka konutu.
Mm-hmm.
Amo shiyo ndino mepo yu umbada no honi.
Okay.
Eee.
Meme ongeleka mwanda mwa ushiku cha ilipe nyoyuni besha checha.
Oh, all right. We lost that caller. You can call the studio at 0832-888-401. We're another caller online.
Call your life on Eagle FM. What now?
Yeah.
Oh, me mota denge kujapeni no jina la uridi.
Denge. I'm coming
from Kenya. To denge kujako Kitsmans.
Wakutu.
Eh?
Kwa
kwa kutu? Watote nkuja kushu wako po. Jina loe?
Tangi.
Tangi wa hatu kuhili kaneni kumbinga ashike?
Tangi, ondari tahandari tahandu wa moti ya mseve na lasma sa.
Mm-hmm.
Di, kwa oku jina kupeka duwa bibi na kwa hili kwepo then now it kuhi mwesu.
Okay. All right. So unda hala upulongi kidoka kupikwe kwa meva shindu wete kuchashu wetu denge langa homo lwa shu uneitavelo muove kuchakalungo tadruku kumangula kesha pauli opo.
Mm-hmm.
So oponeko kehulolo
programa hii. Wahatu karinge nyo medikano pamo.
Okay, we lost that caller. You can call the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online. Pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening. How are you?
Unda takura wapo tate.
Watokura wapo meme. Meme ota denge kuja peni ne dina la uriri.
Ame makhtare na denge kuja kondangwa.
Meme makhtare na tukuilika nene kumiga ashike.
Ndara mwarika nene ngokana kange opo kadure kupita eko nakono.
Okana kwe opo kadure kupita eko nakono. E dina la okana kwe meme uririe?
O Tommy.
Tommy omunina yopo?
Ae okuli mushimba.
Okay. Meme longi kidoka kopiko eko meva opo meva otoka longi fame itavelo opo kana kwe kapite
overi nepa mwena akata
okay hatu batula mwome ilikano ke ulolo programa hai
watate
ino japo pola jio we
watate tangi
yalo
All right, if you would like to call off air, you can call at 0800-22-335. We have a break in about 1 minute. But you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online. Do we have? All right. So that's why, Pastor Festus, people have to understand that they have to choose life. Mm-hmm. Choose life. Because God wants to make a change in this person's life mm-hmm. when they choose life.
That's it. So, Pastor Tati Kucha, onga she kalunga tati, holo lo ngala mwenyo. Shashi ngengo wa holo lo ngala mwenyo. Onga la mwenyo ayo te idrukulunduruka, kalunga ta drukulunduruka lo ngala mwenyo ayo. Ondengi?
All right, we have advert in 15 seconds.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right, so you can call the studio here at 0832-884-01. We have another caller online. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. Person can take this call.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. You are calling us from?
Oshakati.
Oshakati. And your name?
Frida.
Frida. May Frida, how can we help you tonight?
Oshakati.
Ngenge watame kukufo mambo eo voto kwa tuwa kemofi.
Eesha mikendele shangandi kwa tuwa kemofi.
Osha wata e fimbo li fike peni nga ho.
Osha tame kukuzolasi e kwa inga pe umbo yetu kwa inga upe yon kukazi umwe. Hazeno pondapandu andeta kwa tanje monte.
Aha.
De nopokalase mina andi pefomana wa mogre itinaena.
Okay.
Nopokalase mangina pa sila andi pefomana.
Okay. What's your name?
Frida.
Okay, Frida. Otolongi kitoka kopi koe komewe loka kende koe komewa.
Ewa.
Omewa oto ke iko shifa mpeomu.
Ewa.
Ashto ki iko shifa nga ho. Unda pumbwa opo wita vele ndeto kufapo madila jilo e. Shashe ya mingola kalungo tarika kufombinga yo. Kala mwenyo e.
Ewa.
Ayushe inyo na kujua yo e inya. Okuja apa neno ya huila. Unjila kati.
Eh,
no cara para dio,
eh?
Ewa. So you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-884-01. We have another caller online.
Call your life on Eagle FM. What up on now?
Hi.
No, no, mimi.
Eh, okay.
Shiri now, ha? What up on ka?
Oh, ma, to, kero up on now, ha?
Eh.
Oh, to, denge, kuja pen, ned na lo, liria?
Opau.
Opa, what are you doing?
Koshikuku.
What are you doing? Koshikuku. Okay. Pao, ah, tu kui li kane ne kombinga yashike?
Nda, nda randi pite.
Walo pite. Okay. Pao, ulipa mwene wakwane jimo weopo? Okay. Kufeni oka kende ke nikomeva, ilo kanjini ke nikomeva, oponeke hulilo polo galama ii, hatu ke kuiningilo meili kano. Pao ndi yote kucha shito denge nga o mulo asho wita vela kalunga otaduruku kukua fa upite. So, osho nga ho, ina ujapo pala diyo eni.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so if you would like to call off air, you can call the church toll free now at 0822. You have another call online. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM.
Hello? Hello, hello, po meme? Tate?
Meme, o mwa toke lopo na wa? Okay. Meme, ota toke lopo na wa? Meme, ota denge kuja peni ne dina la oliria?
Nga hili ya saka lio te denge kuja kukete.
Oto denge kuja kukete. Okay. Me hili atu kui li kanene kumbinga yashike?
Ohandira atandi pia gane kusi kukome imataka dengo onda jeno madhira ataka tukapomba ta.
Ye
pendu kashike te lulu makoma ako.
O pendu kato lulu makoma ako.
Ne imali atalilili tali amembo ja atalishete taja feoka.
Okay. Otosha kene kujuo pa mepu. Me mohatu ke kuningilo me hili kano. Nongala mwenye otoka manguluka kuyo.
Watati.
Longi kiduta waka kupikoe komeva. Ni malo ngengo la penduka. Olea kukomba dondu dako. Lisha meno meyao. Poli ende kwa hali. Medina la Yesus Christus.
Watati.
So, kalapola dio e o molo ashike hulo polo gala mai o hatu ke kuningila o melikano
e watat
All right, so don't forget, in the end of the program, we are going to pray for your water. All right, so you can prepare a glass of water, a bottle of water, because we are going to make a prayer. We have another
caller online. Caller, your life pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening.
Hello, Dad.
Tate.
Hello, Dad.
Mem, you want to grab a now, huh?
No.
Hello. Mem, you want to go to Japan in the night? I'm going to
go to Japan.
O to denge kujila mwangwe na. Ndafo hatu ku ningilo melika na ashike.
Ndamu kwa penye ndi omugarika nende andi na andike kenda suunye na ndo kugarika na neo kwa ata ndi kosa nengo nda kusombide. Andita migeta ndi tuwe nyanyo ndi kwa toke mwos.
So uno mepo yu unye?
Nga nda hana kugarika ni mwandi mwani ironga.
Okay. O mepo yote toka mangulua kuyomo pifenga ha? Ni longo toka mona ni longa toka mona nokuri toka kala monu nyebali toka kala mo tolongo nawa
Ewatat
Onjwe te kucha shwe tu dengelo molo asho ita vela show
eh
o una naloka kende ko meva kala ngi kidbapo
eh
okay ke kulo polo gara mo atu kani genyo me idikano pam no ja popola joy Ewatat
All right, so you can call now the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another call on the line.
Calling your life on Eagle FM. What about now?
Hello.
Hello, Dad. Hey,
Tokeruri
now. Tokeruri now.
Dara, but you are coming on Dino Pesa.
Okay. Oh, the tapo pinota de Ujapeni?
Oh, and the day I got some bar.
Yeah.
On the app.
On the app. The Apoala to Quiri can Negominga Shigwati?
Oh, Dino Pesa, I got trial.
Okay. Ongele ko ushi kucho ilipe ni mo chume bamu.
Aye.
Okay. Ongele kai tumo chume ba in chume ba our church is free side. So oturi. Po alpha 33 omilongo natu na natu. Eita po nam choba.
Oh.
O po pipi ke no matala. Esto dimo matala uga ko. O ya chama no mbelo wa muni.
Oh, no mbelo wa muni.
Ya, ya ili ku ningi no mbelo wa muni.
Okay.
Eh. So inda puta le mongula o upo pieno no mfita.
Okay.
Mhm. Mangulu kia kuyap. Malashi ke pifenga halongi doka kopi koe komeva, ilo kakente koe komeva, oponeke hulopo lo garama o hatu kani genome likano pamu.
Alright, so we are preparing now for the prayer, okay? You can prepare your glass of water, your name of your family, because we are going to join and we are going to pray together. Prepare yourself.
Life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face. Why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind you together, together with all those who listen to the program, my Lord, the Stop Suffering program, those who call us from the north, south, coast, in Vinduk. Father, I pray that you may be able, my Lord, to take this person out of the situation that they are living. Maybe this person, my Lord, is starting but always failing. Maybe this person is suffering from illnesses. Maybe this person is listening to us now, my Lord, they're in the hospital, in the sick bed, or probably in prison. Father, I pray that you may be able to deliver this person, because only you has the power to change this person's life. So I pray, my Lord, all the issues, my Lord, family issues, Maybe the family, Lord, they don't understand one another. There is always fighting, quarreling, misunderstanding. Father, I pray that you may remove the depression. Maybe this person is depressed. Maybe this person, my Lord, is suicidal. A lot of suicidal thoughts. Father, I pray, let this person, give this person's life in your hands so that you can be able to make a change in their life. I pray, my Lord, for all the Stop Suffering supporters, those, my Lord, who made it possible for us to have this program here on Eagle FM. My Lord, bless them abundantly in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange eshi shashangwa kucha. Ohomono keshe pamwe, noho fiki keshe pamwe, noho longo keshe shimwe pefimbola fafana. Ove onaingono adishe. Ove uwete keshe umwe ou angudumana pamwe nashe pefimbo elilo meirikano. Kembinga adishe da Namibia no kenelo oko oladio ite iduku utika. Kalunga kango handiku indile opo ulonge ikumi falonga yoe. Inenelonga yoe. Inyengandunge yoe. Mengala mwenyo dova nuvoe avave kuitavela. Veno maujue lili nakulili. Vamove tudengela vamwine tudengelo vangudumane nela dio da wata apwikine kalunga kange. Nefimbo elilonga o inenelonga. Gayo eme ngala mwenyo davo medina la Yesus Christus. O handi yambe komeva. Andi kuindi reka lunga kange. Opo ulundulo omeva. Meholo ke poloe. Opo udule kulonga o ikumi falonga yoe. Kupitila muwe medina la Yesus Christus. O handi ilikana. Amen.
Amen. So you may drink your water by faith. Receive right now the healing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So in case you find yourself in Windhoek, we are here at our headquarters here at number 32 Independence Avenue, Osmanplat. Tomorrow we are going to have our first service 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock midday, 3 o'clock and 6 p.m. the main service. We pray against maybe you're a victim of witchcraft, you have suicidal thoughts, you can make a turn and for sure God is going to bless you. In case you find yourself in Kadatura as well, we have our church, our branch there. Please, Pastor
Yes,
Sean.
Indeed. We are behind Grootwinkels, Richard Kamauka Street. We are there 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, 10, 12 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, and our main service 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Please, Pastor Festus. Where is our church?
Greenwell Otrimo Daniel Street, Popepino Capolif. So Unenetove o Ihoko Fanawa, Ihomone Mofidua, Une Mofidi, Otto Druque Terela Osh o Ela Piloshi Willoshoe, Opotu Liningile Eilicano, Opuka Kofe, Emofidua. So Mongolo Totuange, Pohamanongula, Pon Longo, Ponatu, No Pohamano Komatango.
Yes, we also have Pastor Brendan today in the studio. Please, Pastor Brendan, where is our church in Okuringaba?
In Okuringaba, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAF. The church services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
All right. So remember, we are always here Tuesdays and Thursdays night from 9 to 10. But you can keep on calling this toll-free number anytime, night and day. Call the toll-free number at 0800-22-335. Is a number that is free of charge. You can pick up anytime when you need prayers. As we are going off air now, we will only be able to hear us next week, Tuesday. But you can keep on calling call the toll-free number at 0800-22-335. And for sure, God is going to bless you. Right, Pastor Festus?
Hanoto tu dengele keshe fimboku. Keshe fiku onambai hatuti kucha oyoshari, alushe oilimo mepo, alushe openo nukucho omokati kufiku. O 24 hours every omilongo mbalina ne.
So give God a chance and for sure God is going to bless your life. So we are countrywide from the north to the south to the coast. Okay, until next week, Tuesday, we are going to bring to you a real life story. And you're going to hear again what God is capable of doing in people's life. Until next week, Tuesday. Bye-bye. Oshuete. Tot ziens.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora etatu natu bali o hetatu hatatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Orangemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 90.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes on the activities quad biking and sandboarding. June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.
Time. When you're a kid, it moves slower than a sloth trying to get through airport security. There is just so much of it. Skip forward a few years to your 20s. Time is still your friend. It says have some balance. Go party and have fun. Then your 30s hit. And time suddenly steps on the accelerator like it's trying to catch a traffic light before it goes red. 40s. Now time is moving faster than your 10-year-old on a sugar high. 50. You're desperately trying to save as much as you can, but time is moving so fast. And all you can think is, where did all the time go? That's why after 50 years of investing, we've learned that time is the greatest gift of all. And the good news is, if you invest early, time gives you money, and then money gives you more time for some much-deserved you time. Now, isn't that a compelling enough reason to invest? Ellen Gray, long-term investing. Ellen Gray is an authorized FSP.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Orangemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 93.6. Listen to Eagle FM in Rundu at 106.3.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.